Welcome to All 22. I'm Miles Simmons. In this edition, we're talking Ferrell Cooper's touchdown against the Chiefs.
The Rams attack the end zone to our right. Now Cooper motions over to Tavon Austin and Kenny Britt's side. So trips left. Second down and 9. They throw that way into the flat. It's Cooper reaching for the pylon. And he is in for the score.
So this play comes in the first half of the game, and it's a critical point. It's a good throw because Case Keenum has done a nice job of scoring on these drives when he's been in the game. So let's take a look at the formation. What you're going to notice is that it is trips left. You've got Kenny Britt on the outside, Tavon Austin is in the middle, and then also Ferrell Cooper, so he's going to be in the slot closest to where the offensive line is playing. Now what you're going to notice when the ball is snapped, Kenny Britt basically runs up the field. He's just running the defensive back off. That's exactly what you want out of this play. Now, what also is going to happen is that Ferrell Cooper is basically going to run a very shallow out route. And then also Tavon Austin is going to run maybe 4 or 5 yards up the field, and then he's going to do a comeback route. Now, a lot of times guys will call these rub routes for an offense, because what Tavon Austin does is once he gets up to that level, he turns around, he flashes his hands, and he basically gets in the way of the defenders. Now, what makes this not pass interference for the offense is the fact that Tavon Austin flashes his hands. You can tell that he actually is out for a pass. He, in theory, could be catching that ball, but instead the ball goes to Ferrell Cooper. The defenders are blocked by Tavon Austin a little bit because he turns around and gets in the way, he flashes his hands, and then Ferrell Cooper has a lane to go up the sideline, dive toward the pylon, he hits it, he knocks it over, and it's a touchdown for the Rams. These are the kinds of passing concepts that you saw a lot when Adam Gase was the offensive coordinator in Denver. You also saw them last year with Gase for the Chicago Bears, and that's why the Rams brought in Mike Groh to be their passing game coordinator to import some of these concepts. So I'm sure we'll see a lot more of them throughout the season. Thanks for tuning in to All 22.